Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Yeah, I was calling the Haley.
Yep. This is me.
Hi, I'm on the internet with you, I guess.
Yes, you did, send me a number.
Right.
And exactly. May I have a name too, please?
My name?
Yep, your name.
The name I use is IB Ryman, Rimon.
All right. Glad to have you here. How can I help you?
Well, if you go to Amazon, you can see nine of my books under IB Ryman. And just looking for someone to represent that collection of nine books.
Okay, so you're looking to order those copies, like nine copies?
No. I have nine books. I'm a writer. I write books. I got a lot more books than that, okay? But under one pen name, I have those nine books. Those are my books I wrote. And I'm looking to get representation on those.
Understandable. Certainly doable. Let me go ahead and get you connected with the right person to talk with for this thing, and they will assist you further, okay?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you are, but I'm a book writer and I own a small publishing company, but I don't really want to do any business, you know. So I'm just looking for someone to represent us, take
Sure
over the
thing.
business
Sure.
of selling and trying to get placement and all. I mean, I know the quality of the books is fantastic, you know. But I'm not a bookseller. I'm a book writer. Different altogether.
I get it. I understand. Let me get you connected with the right person to talk with, and they'll guide you further, okay?
Where are you located? What state?
We are in New York.
Oh, New York. I see.
Yep.
Weather cold, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
I see. Do you know that in 1942, George W. Bush's grandpa, Prescott Bush, in the encyclopedia, he was found guilty of being Adolf Hitler's banker. So the Bushes are the real Nazis. It's in the encyclopedia.
I
Queen
understand.
Elizabeth, they're not English. They're 100% German. It's in the
Okay.
encyclopedia.
So let me get you connected with the right person. Give me one moment.
Hello, you're speaking with Philip.
Yeah, hey, Philip.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, my name is I.B. Ryman, Rimon.
Ivy, how can I
And
help you
if,
today?
yeah, if you go to Amazon, you can see nine of my books in one collection right there.
Okay.
And I have other collections, but under I.B. Ryman, not nine book collection. You know, I'm a book writer, not a bookseller.
Okay.
So I'm looking for someone to, I mean, I guess you could say just take over, my little publishing, which is Rhyme Books, Rhyme Books dot com. And the nine books of I.B. Ryman, Rimon, like Simon. They get wonderful reviews, but I mean, I don't know anything about selling books. You understand?
I understand.
It's
And the
like the
book.
difference between being a race car mechanic and being a race driver. You know,
I know what you're talking
well, I
about.
don't run up.
I
I don't know
totally
about going
understand.
200
I
miles
totally
an hour,
understand.
you know.
Right,
Anyway,
right. But at least you got the book out there, I mean, and you're getting the reviews.
I have nine books.
Okay, perfect. And how much in sales have those books done so far collectively?
Nothing. I haven't advertised them. Amazon doesn't help you.
No, I mean, you have nine books out there. You must have sold some copies, you know?
Yeah, just go to Amazon right now.
I'm on it. I'm already looking at the books that you have.
All right, good. You're looking at the books, Funny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, great, yeah. Funny and Best of IV, you can look at those. Those are two that are collections, aggregations from the other books.
Mm-hmm.
But, they're beautifully done and all that. There's no reason, you know, people that read them, you know, they love them, you know.
But
I'm just not a seller. I have no interest. If I had interest, I would have just used my own name. That's a pseudonym.
Oh,
you know, Ivy
Rhyme
is just a pseudonym. I don't want the exposure, you know.
So you're just doing it for the sake of putting it out there? You don't intend to get booked?
Yeah, just for putting it out there until I figure out what to do. I'm an old man, and I got no heirs, no wife, or, you know, and unfortunately, it's hard. It's hard.
Certainly it is. A man can only do some things by himself, you know?
Well, it's hard. I mean, it's really hard to give stuff away. I mean, people just want money. No, just give us the money.
Right. And
that's all
understand
they want.
Right. No, I totally understand where you're coming at.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to give them to the university I graduated from. They ain't interested. Just send us the money. Yeah, what? Yeah, University of Colorado Boulder, you know.
I see. They ask the money
ago.
For what exactly?
What's that?
You said they asked you for money. What was it about?
Well, they weren't interested in my book collection that
mm-hmm.
I wrote. They were just interested. Oh, you want to make a donation? How much? No, I said I want to give you the book collection. You know, and then you go talk to the English, you know, creative writing, and I mean, these are disgusting writers, quite honestly. The TC's courses, right? It's almost like you you read a few lines and you recoil and you go, what? These people are teachers? It's hard to give good stuff away.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty well-to-do. It's easier to make money than to give it away.
No, you're absolutely right. But the case is sometimes, in order to perform a certain service, sometimes certain finances are required.
I didn't understand. What about quiet?
Like, for example, if you're trying to, let's suppose, do something about your book, there are a certain amount of finances that are required to get your book.
It's all printed, man. You don't need to do nothing. It's already done all, it's all done. I mean, it's already published and everything. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure what you guys do, which would basically mean you didn't follow Dr. Seuss's main rule.
The job
of the writer is to make the reading easier for the reader.
I don't know
what you do.
Right, absolutely. But, as you said, you're not basically a setter. You're a writer. And obviously, for someone to kind of like go ahead and sell your books, it does, if we're talking about offline efforts, obviously that's not required too much on that note.
Yeah, look, I just need to know with you, what's your service, man? I'm
mm-hmm.
at your website, and
mm-hmm. Go on.
Yeah, do you have agents? Do you have agents who work
we
with
do.
Yes or no?
We do. We have about 490 agents under our contract.
What do I get a list so I can call up and get an agent to represent me in all this business?
So let me tell you how it works.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth my time. I'm an extremely wealthy man.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you how it works, basically. If you're trying to seek an agent, even with us as a company, what we do first is we basically require you to send your manuscript to us. So
sure, it's on the internet.
No, but
why
you're not going
to
go ahead and purchase it for.
Why
do
you want to duplicate efforts, man? It's already there.
You understand?
Open up and read the pages, man.
You can't read the whole thing without buying it. Right? Can I?
Man, you got 9 books. You can read a lot of pages from each
can
of
I?
Them.
Each
make
of
excuses.
Them, right? We do
make
read
excuses.
The whole book.
Man,
we need the whole
you
thing.
Make excuses.
We
I'm
need
just
the whole
you
thing.
You got enough right there.
What
you know,
the book
you can
is
go
about.
Get it on Kindle for free. Cocksucker.